Tom Cakert, I mentioned, an Iowa insider. He is standing by in the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Welcome in, Tommy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. It's an unbelievable season, and especially the last 6 days when it comes to Michigan and what Michigan State has done this year in the Big Ten. They're off to a New Year's Six Bowl more than likely, unless there's Armageddon beginning tonight and tomorrow. You have Kenneth Walker in the Heisman hunt. You have Aiden Hutchinson in the Heisman hunt. I'm into my 21st year doing a statewide show, and I've never had a football season on both sides be this big, so many storylines. And here we are now looking at an Iowa team, 10-2, top three defense of the Big Ten, a struggling offense averaging below 300 yards. But Kirk Ferentz, big games, knows how to prepare, get teams ready. What are you thinking right now? What's the Iowa perspective on this Michigan team?
It's funny. I was thinking about this as I was writing up my game preview that, a week ago at this time, you probably wouldn't have, it seemed like Iowa-Michigan was kind of like the long shot to be the matchup this weekend. And I know Iowa, just from Iowa's perspective, they're thrilled to be here. Because this is the second time they've been there to the Big Ten championship game. They feel like they embrace this underdog role. They're just used to it. They kind of laugh about it, that they're always the underdog and everybody's overlooking them. And yet here they are, and they just keep finding ways to win games, even though the offense isn't great. They don't throw it well. They've played two quarterbacks. They haven't run the ball effectively this year at all, especially some of their staple plays like the outside zone play. They just haven't been great at it. But here they are. They just find a way. It's like the last two games they've had. The Illinois game, they had a touchdown on special teams, a defensive touchdown, and an offensive touchdown, and four field goals. And last week they had a safety and a punt block that was returned for a touchdown and an offensive touchdown. And then a bunch of field goals again. So that's Iowa football.
It's interesting for a 10-2 team, the way they fell off the radar. They were on it after upsetting Penn State at home, then lose to Purdue. They get hammered by Wisconsin. Nobody talks about them. And here we are discussing Iowa, Michigan in the Big Ten championship game tomorrow night. And I agree with you, special teams. The ability to not be on the radar. They've always done it in bowl games. And by the way, Tom Cakert from the Hawkeye Report joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. But then I look at Michigan's defense, and I kind of line up strength versus strength. And yep, that's why I thought Michigan would give Ohio State a game, because it was defense versus offense. And I didn't think they had the defense to beat Michigan. And I look at the Hawkeyes, and they're going to need that special teams touchdown, that short field on a turnover or a big return. I think that's their only path, unless they're just able to pound the ball on that Michigan defense to win that game tomorrow night.
Yeah, how I kind of look at this game is Michigan and Iowa are kind of mirror images of each other, but Michigan's just a slightly better version of it, I think. They're as good as Iowa on special teams. They've got Moody's Groza Award candidate. Caleb Shudek was right there, second team All Big Ten. Torrey Taylor's a terrific punter, but Michigan's got a great punter. They got good return guys. So on defense, I just think Michigan has a little more strength than Iowa does, and Michigan's been able to run the ball better than Iowa has this year. So here's another thing to watch tomorrow, and that is, earlier this year when Iowa lost to Purdue, George Karlaftis, their All Big Ten defensive end, great player, going to be first round draft pick in the NFL. He kind of terrorized Iowa that day. He was just living in the backfield. And, Aiden Hutchinson is as good, probably better, than Karlaftis. And they've got more weapons than even that. So, Iowa's got young tackles that just have not done great in pass pro. So I think that's going to be something to really watch early in a game.
Tom Cakert is with Hawkeye Report, one of the great Iowa insiders, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So you've walked into a lot of big Iowa football games. Where would your just vibe confidence meter on the Iowa side from the fans you deal with, the people you talk to with the Hawkeye Report, where is it at going into this Michigan game compared to other big Iowa football games?
Confidence that they'll win is probably, you know, if it, scale of 1 to 5, probably about a 2. I think they've just got a, they're going to need some breaks. And they've gotten those breaks this year that where the things have happened. I mean, they've got 22 interceptions, which leads the country. So they're good at creating turnovers and creating opportunities. But, boy, Michigan just hasn't been a big mistake team this year. And that's the thing that jumps out at you. And it would be out of character for Michigan to turn into a mistake team in game 13 this year. So I think Iowa has the opportunity to keep it close. That's just kind of their DNA. That's who they are. They're going to kind of muck it up and, you know, just kind of make it tough. But at the end of the day, I think Michigan's going to end up winning the game just because they're going to be able to probably run the ball. And Iowa's just not going to be able to generate a whole lot of offense.
Tom, thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend in Indy, the game tomorrow night, and people can follow Tom, the Hawkeye Report, the latest on Iowa athletics. Thank you, my man.
Okay, thanks for having me on.